Well, boys and girls, as we continue to look at some missionaries that you should know, I want to give you a very brief account of the life and missionary service of Hudson Taylor. Great name, you know that yourself, so I'll not say much about his name. But there's so much we could say about this man and so much we could say about his life. He was born in 1832 in Barnsley in Yorkshire, and he was converted to Christ when he was just 17 years of age. Some people think that they should leave their salvation until they're much older in life and until they have a lot of their life behind them, and somehow they think about giving the last few years to God in some area of service. But Hudson Taylor was saved when he was just 17 years of age. He had been a rebellious young man. One day he went to a cabinet and he pulled out a gospel tract and he went and sat down in a warehouse in his father's factory or property. And as he read that tract, he gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew he was a sinner. He now believed for the first time everything that the Bible had spoken of concerning the love of God. And he trusted Christ as his Savior. He was blessed, of course, with good parents. His father, James, was not only a chemist, but he was also a Wesleyan lay preacher. Now, just after his conversion, Hudson Taylor believed that God had something for him to do, but he didn't know where. So he began to pray about that, and he left all the issues before God in prayer and waited until God would show him what it was and where it was that he would be of service to him. Of course, Hudson Taylor's father had a great interest in China, and gradually his interest in China began to grow, and he had a vision for this great, great land. It was very difficult at that time, and few missionaries were going into China, and even fewer missionaries were going into what was called inland China with the message of the gospel. But once he knew that God had laid it in his heart that he should go to this great land of China, he began to prepare himself for the work. He began to study medicine. He moved to Hull, and there he worked with his uncle, who was a doctor. You might say, well, what kind of things did he learn? Well, he learned many important lessons, because when he had time apart from his studies, he used to go out to the people who were living in the slums. He would go out to them exactly to where they were, see the poor conditions that they lived in, and he would try to help them all that he could. Then, of course, he learned to live sacrificially, because his uncle often forgot to pay him. And a month would pass and there was no money forthcoming. And another month would pass and there was no money forthcoming. And he learned what it was to live sacrificially. And I could tell you stories today of how he came to the last few pennies that he had. And yet he trusted God and he passed them on to the homes that he was visiting who were in greater need than he was. So he learned many important lessons. But when he was just 21 years of age, he sailed for China. He left behind a family that he loved and had promised to pray for him. And he left behind him also the girl that he hoped to marry. You see, when Hudson Taylor felt the call of God upon his life for China, this girl that he was very fond of, he told her what God was doing in his life, and she didn't share his vision. She didn't have the same interest that he had with regards to the work of mission. And he had to make a decision. And he made the decision that he would follow God at all costs. And he left behind the girl that he had hoped to marry. He arrived in Shanghai in 1854. And what a difficult experience it was. It took him a long time to settle down. He had to move from one place to another. He had to learn how he could reach the people and be more effective in his ministry. He had to move from one little house to another to find decent accommodation, living on a very small budget. Because very often the society that sent him out to China, they forgot to send him on his salary. And all that he had learned in Hull when he had no money, and he was absolutely dependent on God, he had to exercise the same faith in China. And he just lived almost day by day. But God always met his need. And of course it was Hudson Taylor who said this on one occasion, that God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And he proved that all during his ministry in China. He also knew that to be relevant to the people, he'd have to change his approach. Some of us might say, well, he shouldn't have, but he did. He began to wear Chinese clothes. He dressed like a Chinaman. He even shaved the front of his head. He dyed his hair black, and he wore a pigtail. Now, I can imagine what you'd say if I come out next Sunday morning. Well, my head's nearly shaved already, but if I come out with it dyed and wore a pigtail, I can imagine some of you saying, the pastor's off his rocker. What has happened to him? You might be right. But you know something? Hudson Taylor began immediately to live amongst them. They accepted him as one of their own, and he began to share the message of the gospel with them. I could tell you many stories today about Hudson Taylor, and some of you will know them better than I do, but I want to tell you one thing that I want you to remember, and it's this. In a letter that he sent home to his sister, whom he loved and was a friend of the girl that he wanted to marry, in a letter home to her, he always shared very personally all of his needs. And here's what he wrote in one of those letters. He said, 1 million people a month are dying in this land without God. And this greatly burdens my soul. Can you imagine that? 1 million people a month are dying in this land without God. And it greatly burdens my soul. Hudson Taylor gave his life for the sake of the gospel, was the founder of China Inland Mission. Many missionaries went out when they heard him speak of this great land with all its needs. Some of them went out, some of them wouldn't live under his leadership and came home. But he persevered. He stirred people to think about China. He got people all over the world to pray about China. And he got people to go out to serve the Lord in China. Why? Because 1 million people a month were dying without God and without hope. And it greatly burdened his soul. Here's what I want you to think about today, boys and girls, grown-ups. Do you have a flicker of a passion or a concern in your soul today that all around us in the city in which God has placed us to be a witness, that every day, people are being carried out of this world without Christ, without hope, without God in this old world? God doesn't want every one of us to go to China, but he sure does want each one of us to gossip the gospel here in this place. And just think about the last time you told somebody about Christ. Do we care that souls are being lost daily and they're dying without God? What a challenge. If it doesn't burden us, there's something sadly wrong.